Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing Podcast. I am talking with James Whistler. James, when we're talking about what's in our water, what is supposed to be there and what's not, and how do we figure that out?
Well, this is a very interesting topic, just simply because, you know, it's definitely a topic of conversation with some of the things that are going on around the country with like the Flint water crisis and those type of things. And the reality is that we just take for granted that our water is safe and that our water is good water. And that may or may not be true. And so therefore, it's important for those individuals that own a home to be educated, especially if they have a community that is providing water for them or a municipal system. It's very important for that homeowner to be educated on, you know, the different things that are in the water, can be in the water, and should or should not be in the water. One of the things that I'll start off by saying is that there's such a thing as drinking water regulation. And that basically is any public water source has to be regulated by those standards. And a public water source is defined by a system that provides potable water for five or more homes. So if that is the case, there's definitely really no bacteria or microorganisms that are allowed in the water. Those are things that would be harmful to someone to ingest, and they would make them not necessarily really sick, depending on their health, but it definitely would make someone sick. So there cannot be any bacteria or microorganisms in a regulated drinking water system. And that's definitely something that if you have a private water system, you should test that. That is the responsibility of the system's owner to, you know, take a lab sample and to take it to a lab and have it tested for bacteria. Stomach issues and just sickness can be derived from bacteria in the water. Another thing that is regulated is lead. And lead can definitely be harmful to infants, those that are, you know, women that are pregnant. Those type of things are very susceptible to lead content. And it is regulated and it should be monitored. And then next, chlorine and nitrates. Chlorine is put in the water to make it safe to remove any type of bacteria. 4 parts per million would be limit of what that would be. Just to put that in perspective, a swimming pool recommended level would be 2 parts per million. Mm. So the accepted standard in drinking water is 4 parts per million. So, you know, the reality is there is an accepted level that you could be drinking swimming pool water. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously, if you think of a swimming pool, there's a lot of chlorine in it. So 4 parts per million is a tremendous amount of chlorine. And then nitrates come from fertilizers. And in rural areas, if fertilizer is spread, that's a byproduct of fertilizer as it gets into the water source. So those are things that are primary standards. Now, there's a lot of other technical things that cannot be in the water, but just for simplicity, those are a few things that are in the primary regulated standards. Next, there's secondary standards, and these are things that aren't necessarily harmful to you. However, they can be harmful to a plumbing system, or they can be harmful to appliances, and they definitely stain plumbing fixtures, that kind of thing. And those are like hardness, which is calcium. That's going to cause scale buildup. That is a non-regulated item. pH is a regulated item. It should be 6.5 or higher. 7 would be perfect. And then iron is a regulated item, but it's not going to be harmful. It's just a nuisance type thing. It's going to stain and clog up fixtures and that type of thing. So just knowing your primary standards versus your secondary standard can be a good start to understanding your water. The next thing that I'll say is most all municipal systems are required to send out a letter or to at least publish a public letter of what is in the water on an annual basis. And so if you're not sure, if you haven't got that, go online and see if you can find the published version of the content that has been tested in the municipal system. As far as what we can do, we right now are running a special that we will do a comprehensive water test, and it would test for things like lead, chlorine, nitrates, hardness, pH, iron, those type of things. It does not test for bacteria. However, those tests can be done. But our 2195 comprehensive water test is going to allow you to know if those things are in your water and if your water does meet the national primary drinking water standards. I will say this, that great water has very little in it. Water in its purest form is free of any contaminants. And if you have a lot of stuff in your water, then it's probably not very great water. And so the best water that you can have is that water that is just free from any contaminants or things that it has picked up in the hydro cycle.
All right. So don't take for granted that your water is great. You want to make sure that it is by doing that comprehensive test with Whistler Plumbing. If you have any more questions about anything James talked about today or want to schedule that test, give them a call at 540-483-9382.